A little piece of cloth.
Oh, you mean the dishcloth? Uh-huh.
You call that a dishcloth?
Uh-huh.
What about the thing you dry them
with? Oh, the dish rag.
Dish rag.
Uh-huh.
What about the thing you dry them with? What do you
dry them with, I call it a dishcloth. Dish towel, that's what it is.
And what about the piece of terry cloth that you might bathe your face with? What do you call that?
I want to call it a wash rag.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that you use to dry yourself?
A towel.
Mm-hmm. And on a water pipe, to get water, you turn on water.
The spigot.
Mm-hmm. Any other name you've heard for that?
The faucet.
Mm-hmm. They mean the same thing?
I think they do.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard it called a hydrant?
Oh, yes.
All mean the same thing? What if it's out?
Well, whether it actually does or not, I've heard people use it in with the same meaning.
If it's outside on the house?
I would call it a hydrant. Then, more quickly.
And what about if the fireman puts his hose into it?
That's a hydrant.
Definitely a hydrant.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely one.
So it's more likely to be a hydrant.
A hydrant that's had, uh-huh.
And you might say, it was so cold last night that the water pipes
froze.
And they did what? They
burst.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Sometimes, before flour was packaged and so forth, people bought flour and big round wooden
tins. Barrels.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a small barrel? One that you might buy nails in, you know what I mean?
A keg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a keg. Mm-hmm. And what do you usually call them? Oh, the things that run around the barrel to hold the wood in place, the metal thing. You know what I mean?
I can see them around there, and I thought I knew what it was called. But I can't think of it right offhand.
Ever call it hoops?
No, I never.
Never call it that way. Mm-hmm. And this is a question that may not be familiar to you. Before people bought in the past, and they bought large quantities of, say, lard or something, what would it usually come in? Do you remember you bought
in a barrel?
Mm-hmm. And if you were going to put some oil in your car, say, and you had just the oil can, you'd have to use what to get the oil into the crankcase? You'd have to use a little metal instrument.
Right, and I don't know what it's really called.
Looks like.
I know what you're talking about. And it goes over the loop. You stick it in the crank
hand. Would you call it a funnel, maybe?
Funnel, there you go. Mm-hmm.
And, let's see. When you go to wash your clothes, you usually take your wash in a
tub.
Yeah.
Or a basket. Mm-hmm. A utility basket.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see. If you go to the store and you maybe you buy some fruit or something, what do they usually put it in for you to take it home?
A bag.
Mm-hmm. And anything else you might call
sack.
The bag and sack about the same thing?
I think they are. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter whether you could call it, it's made out of paper, you call it both.
A paper bag or a paper sack.
And what if it's cloth?
You'd call them the same and just identify what you're talking about.
And say, now, used to, or maybe if you buy feed or if you bought a large quantity of potatoes or manure or something, they come in a big, rough surface bag. What, do you have a name for that?
The bag.
Did you ever call that a croaker sack?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you might use there besides croaker sack?
Running potato race and games.
Did you ever heard that call them? A burlap bag?
Burlap, there you go. Mm-hmm.
What about a tote? Ever heard it called a tote?
Not necessarily burlap or croaker sack.
Would that be something different?
Right, because I have a plastic tote. Oh, a plastic tote bag. I have a cloth pocketbook tote bag. Mm-hmm. You know, it's big and it totes because you...